Tigers stay on fire, winners of five in a row, 25 games over 500. All-Star game on the horizon. AJ, good morning.
Good morning. That's some good nuggets there. Yeah. Nice work.
You guys have a lot of them these days.
Yeah. This is a fun team, and I'm proud of our guys, but I come into the ballpark every day with a chance to win, and the mentality and the fan base and a lot to like and a lot to work on. We're not, you know me, I'll never really look too far forward, but I can enjoy, you know, what's going on around Comerica.
So there's been a push locally, get Zach McKinstry to the All-Star game. Junior Caminero in as the first reserve. What was your reaction?
Well, I think there are guys around the league that we have to respect and know are having pretty good seasons in their own right. I still, you know, think that Z-Mac has a chance to get there. I think it's important that we continue to push and that we look at players not just as a stat sheet. You know, his stats are good. I mean, he can stand alone with his numbers, but how he's done it and what he's meant to this team, I think it's important that we, you know, get players like Z-Mac the love and attention they deserve, and get him to Atlanta would be, you know, very appropriate, and hopefully still has a chance to do that.
Now, managers used to decide these reserves. I don't know if you had the option to do that or if they changed the rule right around that time, but how would you have handled it? Not just specifically with McKinstry, but being in that spot.
Yeah, I would pick all of my guys. Kind of like what happened back in the day when Kansas City had all of those players that got there. I think it was like eight or nine guys got to go. And when I was in Houston in 2018, we didn't have the luxury to pick. I could pick the starting pitcher. And ironically, that year, I had two guys, Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole, and who didn't really want to start. Charlie Morton was the third pitcher that we had, wasn't going to start. So I picked Chris Sale. And that's really the only thing the manager, you know, has a ton of say on, except for the bat. And then you set the batting order and stuff like that. But the reserves were always sort of spread out amongst the league, the players, the fans. And so you just kind of play the team you get.
So is Boone going to pick Fried? Or Scooble's got to start the All-Star game, right?
I don't know. You know, I talked to Booney the other day, and I think he's, you know, grinding through that decision. I mean, there's two things in play. I mean, one is Max Fried's on his team, you know, and I think he pitches on Saturday, which, you know, will bring a little bit of pause just because of the quick turnaround on Tuesday. The second part is Fried going back to Atlanta, where he enjoyed a ton of success. So that will complicate matters. And then you have Turk Skubal, who's been the best pitcher on the planet. So I don't know what he's going to do. And I know it's bothersome because it's sort of a losing situation no matter who you pick if you're Booney. And I know Turk has been very upfront about wanting to start, but also upfront that he's not going to be offended if he doesn't get picked. He knows the you know, kind of the big picture, you know, things that are important. And if he gets the recognition, great. If he doesn't, you know, I don't think you'll hear, you know, a ton of complaints out of Tarek. He'll enjoy his All-Star break and he'll go to the All-Star game, but may not pitch if he doesn't start.
AJ, what are those conversations like? Is Boone saying, all right, convince me. Why should it be Skubal? Obviously, he has two eyes. He understands it.
Yeah, no, they're not. It's not really about convincing him. I mean, I've known Booney a long time, and I think he's just got to process how to kind of go about it. And everybody's in his ear. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is everybody has an opinion. Everybody thinks he should do one thing or another. And at the end of the day, like I truly believe this, I would take care of my guy and whatever he wanted, I would weigh that heavily. I mean, you don't get in this position very easily. You got to get to the World Series and obviously you want to do what's right by baseball. And that's where I think things get complicated because I think Garrett Crochet is a good pitcher and Hunter Brown's incredible. And obviously Skubal and Fried. So all of them are super talented. It's just how do you maintain, you know, kind of your own mojo with your own players and then factor in that you're going to get criticized no matter what. It doesn't matter. People are going to fire bullets at Booney for whoever he picks. And he's got to walk away with that with his player knowing he's got his back.
AJ, I got to know. I know you know a little something about psychology. Of course, you're a manager. You have to. You're 12-3 in series at Comerica Park. I did the research yesterday. Yeah. I was hard at work. You haven't lost back-to-back series all season long. In fact, when you lose a series, you usually end up going and winning the next three or four or two series. What's said after a series loss? I've heard you say, we got stuff to talk about. Next thing you know, you turn the page, you win. There's got to be a secret to the sauce here.
Yeah, I think the secret is the consistency. You know, I we do meet from time to time. It's not really called team meetings because they're almost like, you know, sections of the team. We'll have pitching meetings or we'll have hitting meetings, and we're very consistent with how we go about it. And so, let's say we play a flawless game, like we look incredible and crisp, and we don't mishandle a ball, we don't throw a first pitch ball, like everything's perfect. Like, there's things to talk about after those. And so we stay consistent. And then when we have those miserable games, bad errors or you know, bad base running or whatever, like bad alignment on a relay that you guys would never even really ask me about, but we obsess over every detail. Like, we talk about that. So every day when the players come to the ballpark, they know they're going to get a little bit of feedback that's positive, a little bit of feedback that we can get better at, and we're going to refocus it on the pitcher that we're facing that game or the lineup that we're facing that game. Over 162, if you can stay consistent with that, you won't have the peaks and valleys that everybody around you have. So I don't know if it's a secret sauce or I don't know if it's the method to the madness is like, our job is to win series, and you win enough of them, you get to play in really cool series in October, and guess what you have to do? You got to win the series. And so in essence, we're practicing kind of what it takes to bounce back from good times and bad times so that when it matters the most, you bring out the best team.
Any chance we see Riley Green in the Home Run Derby?
No.
Javi Baez?
No, I don't. No. I mean, I know that there's a cool event, but I don't think either one of those guys will be in it.
They don't want to, or you don't want, like, some people say it like messes with the swing. Like, where does that come from? The no,
or sort of D, like D, all of the above.
Oh, okay.
Like, when you sort of like, I think again, if it's important to the player, it should be important to me, and it should be important to the organization. It hasn't been important to our players. I think Torque is the only one that's mentioned that it would be a cool thing. And that's, you know, again, I think the player gets to govern, you know, almost all of this in its entirety. The Home Run Derby is exhausting. It's a great event for the fans, and that's what this whole exhibition game is about. But the player, you know, it really needs to be all in or all out. Like, you don't want to go in there. And I mean, listen, our guys, like, this time of year take minimal batting practice on the field in general. So to go out there for 45 minutes and swing as hard as you can to hit it as far as you can sounds cool, but it also sounds exhausting. So I wouldn't ever tell a player like you should never do it, because if the player's all in, then go be the entertainer that you are. But in general, I've never heard guys come out of it like absolutely loving that they've done it, you know, unless you've won, then you get the $1 million.
Hey, AJ, obviously you guys are the best team in baseball. You're 25 games above 500. It's, I'm sure, an honor, an awesome thing to probably be buyers at the deadline, which we're going to talk about after the All-Star game. How often do you and Scott talk about the deadline? How exciting is it that, I mean, in August, we could see some new pieces that could help you guys out?
Yeah, so I've had the luxury of being in good positions in the past. So I have a little bit of experience how July and like the peaks and valleys of the deadline. And there are 95% of these rumors are all like nothing, you know, and not only about our team, about every team. Like, you look and you'll hear something about this team or that team. And, you know, even like, you know, like moves that get done by other teams, like they're like, oh, that's going to open up an opportunity for them to buy something. Like, it's just not that easy to make trades. And so Scott and I talk every day, multiple times. This week is a little bit of a quieter week because the draft is coming up and those guys are off preparing for the amateur draft. And then things will shift right to our major league team again. But, you know, we have to balance like the internal additions, you know, the health guys. And I'm not saying that to distract anybody or not say it's not important, but it is important to get Kerry Carpenter back. Like, that's a middle of the order bat. It is important to get Jose Urquidy, who I know a lot of people have forgotten that we signed, Alex Lang is you know, we're nurturing him along his rehab. We have to sort of focus internally in the event that something doesn't flourish, that just adding somebody and adding a name doesn't work. Like, I hear this all the time. We start this show saying Zach McKinstry should be an all-star, and then in a week I'm going to get asked if we need to add a third baseman, right? Like, both those things are weird to coexist. And so we'll continue to try to make our team better, and we're going to continue to look. And I know Scott and Jeff are really creative with how we can get better. What they're relying me on is, like, get this team focused on, like, you know, winning another series and increasing our chances of having a special summer. And then when things happen, you know, or don't happen, we've still got the same goal and we still have the same focus to make it better. If something comes our way and we add, cool. But somebody has to go off of a really good team if for us to, you know, to make a roster move. And we're going to be aware of how it impacts both our quality of play and also our clubhouse dynamic.
How did you know I was going to ask you if you need a third baseman?
I know, because everybody asks me, like, everywhere. I go get a coffee this morning, someone's going to ask me about third base. I mean, I'm like, I don't know, our guy's going to go to the All-Star game. So
is that right,
it's hard for me to look him in the face and go, hey, man, great first half. We have somebody new, and you get to sit the bench. So it's a weird dynamic.
Some of the appeal, though, is that you guys have been able to move him around specifically to where if you guys add a player, infield or outfield, like, you guys are pretty flexible. So I think that's part of why people look at it and think, even if you added a bat, it's another tool for A.J. Hinch to put into a lineup.
Sure. No, totally get that. But let me tell you something. Move him around, and then who sits? Like, does Parker sit? Does Wenzel sit? Does Karp sit? Does Vierling ever get to play? You know, I can move him to short and Javi sits. Like, that would, you know, there's a consequence to everything we do. And it doesn't mean we shouldn't do it or won't do it, or who knows. I have no idea what's gonna happen. What's funny is I look around the league, I don't even know who's in and who's out when it comes to, and listen, we're the poster children for being the team that to stay patient with it. When you look at teams that are on the fringe, like, just look at us last year, that a lot can happen between now and the end of the season. So I, assuming that every team's going to sell that's not perfect right now is wrong. Assuming that we have to buy is wrong. We'll all figure it out over the next few weeks. But there is a consequence to changing anything. And our goal is to win the division first and then get into the playoffs. And we need to continue to try to make this team better, whether that's internal or external.
Talking to Tiger manager A.J. Hinch. Inside our world, I tell you, more people are talking bullpen than a bat, like on our radio station, as a bigger need. I don't know where you're at with your comfort level in the bullpen. I know June wasn't a great month, but you guys have guys you believe in that room. How do you feel about your bullpen heading into the deadline?
I like it. You know, I like that Tyler Holton has really reestablished himself of being a real threat. I threw him in the eighth inning last night, and that's what we really envisioned going into the season. Now we thought Alex Lang would get back to health. That's going a little bit slower. We thought Jason Foley would be a really big part of that. Bullpens are always sort of flexible, but going, you know, when the season started, I really liked the Canely, Vest, Holton trio. You know, I call it a path to a win, but that's where I can kind of do a lot of different things with that. But I mean, listen, I've been in this, you know, whatever, 12, 13 years I've been managing. I've never had a deadline where teams haven't said, man, it'd be nice to get a bullpen arm. Like, everybody does. Mm-hmm. Like, every team imaginable wants to add to the firepower of how October series are won, and they're won with guys' bullpen arms with the ball in their hand. So who knows what happens, but I have a lot of confidence in our pen, and I have a lot of confidence in our creativity to utilize that pen and the matchup, you know, the advantages that we can create. And it doesn't always go perfectly. And it usually, you know, that feeds, you know, whether it's your program or questions to me that of what's going on when bullpen arms come in and struggle. But that's baseball. Like, that, the game seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, like, that's the beauty of the strategy. And it's the beauty of first guessing, second guessing, third guessing, and wondering what could have been.
He's Tiger manager A.J. Hinch. Enjoy the All-Star break. A couple days where you don't have to set lineups and work the other manager for matchups. Enjoy some time away.
Awesome. Will do. Take care, guys.
It's 97.1.